So going to the surah now. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر. The meaning, indeed we have given you abundance. Indeed we have given you abundance. That means abundance of good. And as we mentioned, Hawza Kawthar is also part of this good. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. So pray to your Allah. Pray to your Allah and sacrifice for your Allah. Allah Ta'ala wants sacrifice from us. So Allah Ta'ala says that make dua to your Rabb and sacrifice. Make some sacrifice. Make qurbani. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. That same one who hates you, that same one who is mocking you, that same one who is your enemy, he is abtar. That means his lineage will be cut off, not your lineage. And if we think about it, so many times I have read the surah, the tafsir of the surah, but every time I forget the name of this enemy. I can't remember his name. If I look it up, then I'll check his name and I know his name. So his name, who knows? Nobody. The one who was teasing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who knows his name? But who doesn't know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name? The reason for having male offspring is for the name to be carried. Who knows this dushman's name? Nobody. But who doesn't know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name? Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's enemies can't help but take his name. Even they wrote books of history in his praise. The non-Muslim, the kuffar, the Christians, Jews have written books in praise of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that your dushman, that person who was mocking you, he will be abtar. Very quickly we will do surah Kafirun. I want to finish these five surahs today, so just give me 1 or 2 minutes more. With regards to Suratul Kafirun, just to understand, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to Makkah Sharif as a prophet after Allah Ta'ala made him a prophet. And then he preached the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Something that the Quraysh, they couldn't understand. They were worshipping so many hundreds of idols. They couldn't understand what is this oneness now, to worship one Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ. Say that you believe that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, you will be successful. So eventually, they couldn't get Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stop preaching. They wanted to stop Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They couldn't stop him. They bribed him with women. It didn't work. They bribed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with wealth. It didn't work. They bribed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with honor. It didn't work. All the weaknesses of man. Generally, man succumbs to either the beauty of a woman, the greed of wealth, the love for fame, the love for honor. So they tried all these tricks with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Eventually Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that, see, O Quraysh, if you capture the sun also, you put it in my right hand. You capture the moon also, you put it in my left hand. Still I am not prepared to leave what I am preaching to you. I will continue preaching to you. Either I will pass away preaching to you, or you will all become Muslims. One of the two. But I am not going to stop my preaching, no matter what you do. So then they decided to use another plot. And this is something that we are involved in today. So they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They says, okay, fine, no problem. You want us to say la ilaha illallah, etc. No problem. What we'll do is, let's come to some sort of compromise. You worship your deen, but don't say what we're doing is wrong. That means don't say shirk is wrong. Leave us to worship our idols. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, that can't work. Shirk is wrong. You can't worship, you can't have partners with Allah Ta'ala. Then they said, okay, no problem. Why don't we do this? 1 year, all of us worship La ilaha illallah. The next year, all of us worship the idols. So it will be a 50-50 thing. And this is where we are caught up. That we say, as my Sheikh says very, very beautifully, Razi rahe Rahman bhi aur khush rahe Shaitan bhi. That Allah Ta'ala, we read one, two namazes, Ramadan comes, we spend, make some ibadat and all that. But then we have to balance the scales. We must balance the scales. Then we need one movie also. We need some little bit, guna also must come away in between. This is not how it must be. We cannot mix. Oil and water doesn't mix. Iman and kufar can't mix. So these people, they offered Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They say, okay, 1 year all of us will just become people that believe only in one Allah. But then the year after that, then you join us also in our shirk. So then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also told them, no, that too can't work. So then Allah Ta'ala revealed the surah addressing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how he must answer the kuffar, what he must say to the kuffar. So let us go to the surah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the disbelievers, that, O disbelievers, La a'budu ma ta'budun. I do not worship what you worship. We are different. We are not the same. I don't worship what you worship. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. Nor do you worship what I worship. You also don't worship what I worship. وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ. And I shall never worship what you worship. I will never worship what you worship. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. Neither will you worship whom I worship. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ. You have your path and I have mine. In other words, we mu'mineen, we muslimin, we are different. We have got our own path. We mustn't mix our path up with the path of kufr. No. We must be on a highway, a one-way track to Jannah. That is the road of the Muslim. We don't need any off-ramps. And we must say to the kuffar, as my Ustad Maulana Gauga Sahib always says, we must say to them, y'all come and join our world. We're not joining y'all's world. Y'all come and join our world. Because we are upon haq.